this week on the Time Bat Show.
But then you could become Python Man.
What is a python's powers, though?
To squeeze people
really, really good.
Everyone, and welcome to episode 100 and something. I'm your host, Time Aces.
And I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
I've lost track of episodes at this point, but we're returning from a holiday break, and we're fresh and refreshed and ready to go into 2019 with the Time Bat Show. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions this year?
I actually do have one New Year's resolution. We talked about this last time. My New Year's coincides with my birthday, so I get very existential during the time. I don't want to go into that. But I did decide on like a couple resolutions. One of which is, and I'm really bad at this, but like when I'm conversing with someone, be direct. Be more direct. Because I like to like, you know, kind of pussyfoot around conversations a lot. I'm never like... direct. I'm never direct enough. Mm-hmm. And I think I need to be more direct and be more like confident in what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So let me see if I understand this. So when you're saying something, maybe you'll kind of detect that someone doesn't like what you're saying. So you kind of change the meaning. Is that
like,
what you mean?
Yeah. Or maybe they're like zoning out or they're not completely getting me. And so I like try to like walk around the topic a little bit, and
yeah,
like I just talk too much, and then I'm just like everything I'm saying loses meaning. So I just need to like take a minute, collect my thoughts, and just say what I want to say. You know,
that's a good resolution. It's pretty unique. I don't hear many people that kind of resolve to do that kind of thing.
Well, I'm just so bad at that. Like in everyday conversation, someone will ask me something and I'll be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I'll find myself meandering, you know, around the point I'm trying to make. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you'll get to the end of the conversation and then I'll think to myself, you know what? I never really made the point I wanted to make. I was just circling it for 10 minutes. You know what I mean? So sometimes you just got to be like, this is what I think about this. And I think a lot of that has to do with just like, I'm not as confident in myself as I should be. So I think being more direct will help me be confident, too, because I'm like, yep, this is my opinion. I'm sticking to it. The end. Thank you very much. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. You know, I've made a similar resolution. It's not exactly like that, but it has the same underlying issue. It has to do with my confidence. I want to try to be kind of just more confident in general, too.
Yeah.
That's
a good one. And that's a really hard one for me.
It's really tough, man.
Because I'm so... Yeah. And I think I definitely know what you're talking about. Like, you have the issue, too. It's weird, though. I feel like both of us, like, we're confident when we need to be confident. But when we're, like... When we need to be confident for other people, we can both do it. But when we need to be confident for ourselves...
That's when it's
bad.
Tough, man.
Like, let me give you an example that happened really recently to me. And I know you can be confident because when I'm in trouble or when I need something or when your family needs something, you can be confident and be like, here we go. But when it's you on the line, you're like, and it's the same with me. But like, here's an example. I was at a concert on New Year's Eve for my birthday. I was just going out. I was at a concert. I was with my wife and a friend texted me and he was like, hey, are you going to this concert? And I was like, yep, I'm going. I'm here right now. And he's like, cool. I think I'm going to come too. I'll see you there. I'm like, okay, I'll see you. And then he texts me like 20 minutes later. He's like, oh, they're sold out of tickets. That's sad. And so I like go down to the box office. Like it's like a little bar. Yeah. And I asked the guy, I was like, hey, do you have any tickets left? My friend wants to get in. This is something I would never do in real. And like,
yeah, not for yourself. Myself. Hell no.
Right. And I'm like, do you have any tickets left? And my friend's trying to get in. And he says, they're sold out online. And he's like, oh, let me check. And so he goes and checks and he comes back. And he's like, I don't know. Like, it looks like we do, but our system's all buggy right now, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, what if I paid you cash and you put his name on a list? Would you be able to, like, give him the last ticket when he shows up? And they're like, yeah, let me ask my boss. And they, like, went and asked. And they're like, yeah, we can do that. And so I did it. And then he got in. Like, and afterwards, I was like, wow, did I just, like, like, I would never do this.
You just got someone into a concert, man.
Right. And, like, it took a lot of, like, confidence in what I was saying wasn't completely stupid and ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, like, I can do it when I'm, like, helping someone else, but when I'm trying to help myself, I have, like, zero confidence. So yeah. It's just a weird thing. And I know you're the same way, because you've helped me out of situations before, full on, like, you're there. But when it comes to, like, yourself, like, it's just hard.
I just don't do it. And I gotta change that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a tough thing to do. Like, I don't know how to convince yourself to do it, but I think you just I learned this thing recently, and I like it. When you're about to do something you don't want to do, or that you want to do but you feel, like, anxious about, like, it's a confidence issue or it's an anxiety issue, count down in your head. Just say 3, 2, 1, and then just do it.
And then do it.
It, like, works. I've done it, like, a few times, and it, like, really does work.
That's a good idea.
Like, go up to it, like, so you're at the point of no return, right? And so, like, the only two options you have, like, if you need to, like, talk to a guy to, like, get into something or whatever, go up to him. So, like, the only two things you can do are flee or say it. Like, those are your only two options. And then just count down in your head, 3, 2, 1, and then you do it. You
and then, do bam, it. Do it.
It works that's, for some reason. I mean, I haven't had a lot of success, but I started doing that, like, a month or two ago, and it seems to be okay. So, I don't know. That's my advice.
That's really good advice.
Yeah. So
you kind of put yourself at the edge, and then you just have to.
You have to do. You have to either make a fool of yourself by running away, or just do it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I make a fool of myself running away quite a bit, so you know, there's that too. But,
yeah.
I don't know. At that point, you're kind of deciding whether or not it's more embarrassing to say the thing and do the thing, or more embarrassing to run away from the situation awkwardly. You know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. Well, good luck in your quest. I hope you get it.
I'll try to. Maybe we can give updates. I don't know.
Yeah,
mine's
we
not really tangible, but if
yours
I have any
is totally
success,
I mean, mine's not like super tangible either. But like, I think it's tangible to yourself. Like, if you felt like, oh, I was confident in that situation, you know?
Yeah, I really took control and stood up for myself or whatever.
Yeah, I think when you're confident, you can feel it afterwards. You're like, wow, I did. I was very confident there, you know?
Yeah.
I stood up for myself, you know? My issue is, like, being in the moment confidence is hard. Because, like, if you're already entangled in a situation, like, whereas my example was more like, oh, I need the confidence to do something, you know, outside of my comfort zone. But when you're already, like, in the middle of something, being confident in that situation is really hard for me because my default is just kind of roll over already, you know?
Yeah, that's something I'm really good at. Like, once I do finally get into a situation, I find that I can make decisions quickly.
You can.
Like, really well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm super good at just instantly knowing what to do.
But it's putting yourself in that situation.
Yeah, but putting myself on the tracks to begin with is tough.
Because then you get anxious that you're like, oh, if I started doing this, I might have to, like, make this decision or say this thing later. And then
it's
like,
I'm setting myself up for this, you know, sort of decision tree.
Right, and that's
once
tough.
We get started, I got to see it through.
Right, and that's anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. These are good. We have very good resolutions, I must say. Like, this year, it sounds like we really put a lot of thought into our resolutions. Like, yeah. They're actually good.
Most I mean, it would be nice to do a normal thing, too. Like, oh, I should go to the gym more.
Those are so overdone. Like, I should eat better. I should go to the gym. Like, yes. Those are all things I can do, and maybe I'll try to do. But I don't know. I feel like as I get older, it's less about, like, what I do and don't do. It's less about what I do and don't do and more about, like, fixing issues with my, like, personality or like mental state, you know, like being a better person in my head, you know what I mean? So
yeah, that's more important for sure. Yeah. I don't know. And I've tried those other things to do. I've tried doing those other things, the more normal things too, like eating differently or something. It's especially an example like eating differently.
Yeah.
I find that, you know, after a couple weeks, maybe a month of doing it, I sort of slowly get this realization that, okay, this is not a sustainable practice. Like, I'm going to need to eat bread.
Just like, this was fun important. For a month, you know, yeah. And now I'm done with it. Yeah, I'm going
to
need
to like, eat eventually, we're going to have to stop doing this and go back to the way things were. Yeah. So it's not, I'm just torturing myself for no reason.
Yeah. Those are so hard. Like, I think last year or the year before, I was like, I'm going to eat better. And it lasted like 3 weeks, and I was like, this is not working.
Yeah, like at the beginning, you'll give yourself a goal like 30 days.
Sure.
30 days. But then at the end of the 30 days, you know at the end that like I can't live the rest of my
life. You're like, well, I succeeded in my 30 days and that's it. There we go. That's it. I'm going back to the old ways. Yeah. The issue with like the holidays, you eat so much because you're like, you're with family and it's just like your whole life revolves around the next meal, it seems like, during the holidays for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving to Christmas. I don't know if you have that similar thing.
Yeah, that's kind of the pacing of the holidays. And
it's all about, like, when's the next meal? And it's like, you know, it's weird. Speaking of the holidays, how were your holiday break?
Mine were great. I didn't do anything super exciting. I just did the local family get-togethers kind of thing. But
yeah, you know. I flew into Florida and did the family get-together kind of thing. That's all.
No, we didn't get to see each other, but we were both super busy,
it's
so.
Fine. I mean, with family stuff, it's like, I get it, because I'm living it, too. It's like, you only have so many days to see everybody, and there's, like, you know, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then the lead-up, it's like, oh, it's like a whirlwind of stuff, and, you know, it is what it is, I guess, but, yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say. So we have some news stories for today. We can get into.
That was a really awkward transition. You were like,
well, we both did it at the same time.
We should start all our shows with that.
Like,
welcome to the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Bat. This is my host, Bat. Next, and then just like awkward pause, and then you go. Yeah.
And then you start talking about something.
We don't have a lot of awkward pauses, so we need more. We need more with the breath, too, because that's even better.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you find regular conversations in real life awkward all the time, or is it just me?
I do. They're terrible.
Yeah. I feel like other people don't find them awkward.
No, I mean, I can make them not awkward, but if I'm going to be myself and not, you know, kind of just put something on, then yeah, it'll probably be a little strange. Because I'm kind of a strange person to talk to.
Yeah.
Same. And, like, I know that everyone kind of thinks that they're strange to talk to, but I, like, actually kind of am. like, for real.
Yeah. I've come to the realization recently, though, that, like, every conversation I'm in where I don't know the person very well is awkward. Like, it's just a fact. And I don't know if that's just like a normal thing that everyone experiences, or I just feel awkward, or I am awkward, or what, but
yeah. I'm sure it's a normal feeling, but I think I feel that way for reasons that are different. Like, for example, like a lot of people do, there's like a warm up to conversations where you get to say how you're doing or what happened with the day, or, you know, something you both experienced that was in common, like a sports game or a TV show or something.
Yeah.
I kind of like to just skip right to saying something like really important that I think is important. Like, oh, have you, you know, thought about aliens recently? Or, like,
see, I think that's why we get along so much, though. It's because you skip to the good stuff and I can't handle the boring stuff at all. Yeah. I never know, like, with an acquaintance conversation. Those are always the most awkward because it's all small talk stuff. And I never know when those conversations are over. You know, I'm like, well, cool. All right. Bye.
Should we keep going?
Like, that's always my biggest thing. Yeah. The start and the end of a conversation, always the most awkward. With someone that I don't know super well, it's just like an acquaintance from work or whatever. It's always just like, and when are we done? Are we done now? Or are we done when you walk away? Or like, how does this work? Do I say bye even though I'm at my desk? And like, you don't need to, I don't need to leave anywhere. Do I get up and go to the bathroom to just leave the conversation? Like, what happens here?
To just escape, yeah.
These are the things I think about sometimes. But with people I know, like, it doesn't feel awkward because, you know, you kind of get, you kind of establish a cadence with people you know.
Then yeah.
You're like, okay, this conversation's done. But with people you don't, it's like, oh, that's always an awkward thing. And then some people, like, linger longer than you expect, and you're like, are they going to say something?
You know, I wasn't going to talk about this, but this kind of leads me to, you know, part of my New Year's resolution is going to be trying to, you know, engage in some form of dating. More than I have been.
This is a juicy.
It's juicy.
This is the better one. This is what you should have led with.
But
no,
yeah.
It's fine. I like your confidence.
This is super terrible thing for me to approach because, so this is what I'm going to have to do. I've like come to terms with the fact
this that this goes is what into I the confidence to thing too.
It goes into the confidence thing, but it also goes into the conversation thing. I'm going to have to meet someone for the first time. And it's going to have to go well.
Yeah. But it's going to feel awkward.
It is going to feel terrible. Yeah. And I've realized, like, I've read stories online. Apparently, like, it's a normal thing now where you can just meet someone and it's not going well. And you just have to, like, hit the eject button and get out of there.
But how do you do that?
You just leave.
You like, just walk away?
It's a common practice, man.
You just goodbye? You
yeah.
Peace out? You're like, all right, well, I'll see you.
I've read that if you meet someone for the first time and it isn't going well, like, you're supposed to meet them in a public place so that you can just...
Like a bar.
Escape. No, or like a coffee or...
Oh, coffee, yeah.
Some. I probably wouldn't go to a bar at first.
So coffee, because then you could be like, have a coffee.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
The perfect... That is not the right...
And then run out the exit.
I gotta go to the bathroom is not the way to live.
I'm afraid of public bathrooms.
Like, I gotta go to the bathroom. At my house. I'll see you later. And then you're like running across the street.
Like leaving my coffee at the counter. Like.
You like meet them. They say one word and you're like, this isn't working.
This isn't going to work.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Do you know how frightening it is? Because that's going to happen to me.
Coffee shop, you take your coffee, you turn around, there she is, and she's like, hi, and you're like,
nope.
I gotta go to the bathroom. You're like, oh, your voice is annoying, I have to go to the bathroom. The good thing about coffee, though, is coffee, and this is why people use it for, like, meeting up, coffee can last as short or as long as you want, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a meal, you gotta wait for the meal to get there.
Yeah.
And even with a beer, you got to finish the beer. Well, you don't have to, but you're paying for it. With a coffee, you get your coffee. You can drink coffee in 5 minutes. Or you can take like an hour to drink that coffee. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So you can extend it as long. So if it's not good, you're just like, oh, I'm done with my coffee. I got to go to the bathroom. Bye.
Yeah. Here's the thing that makes it like especially difficult for someone like me. This is probably bad of me, but I judge people very quickly. Like, yes. Like, I'm going to know.
You're going to know, as they say hello. My name is blah, and I like this. And you're like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's time to go.
I love that. That should be your out for everything.
It's so scary.
Yeah. You're going to need to plan, like, what you can say as an excuse is to leave.
What'll probably happen is I'll have a plan, and... I'll be so appalled by how poorly it's going that I'm just going to say something like, I've got to go to the bathroom.
Like, really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go to the bathroom, or I have an exam I need to go take or something.
My baby is sick. Like,
I left my oven on. My car needs to be fixed in the shop or something.
I forgot I left my cat. In the laundry room.
I gotta go to work now. Like, a minute later. Or like, or you could fake a cell phone call and be like, hello? Yes. Got it. All right, bye. All right, well, I got to go, bye.
Yeah. It's scary.
Like you could do like a fake vibrate sound, like, you're like, hello? Yes, right away. Okay, bye. Well, I got to go. That's work. Bye. It's nice to meet you. You know?
They'd be like, wait, don't you work at like...
Oh, I got it. I got it. I got it.
What do you got?
Before you do this, before you go on a date, you text me, right?
Okay.
And you tell me that you're going.
Going
to
do it.
And then we need some kind of signal that you could quickly message to me that lets me know I need to call you. And then when I call you, you you take the phone out in a very obvious way so she sees that like you're actually getting a call.
Right.
And then you pick it up and I say, blah, 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 blah. And then you can be like, oh, I have to go.
Yeah, you'll be like, has the eagle landed? And I'll be like...
We could have secret code words. Oh, even better. I just call you 5 minutes into it.
Right.
Either way. And then if it's going well, you have a response. And if it's going bad, you have a response.
Right.
So, like, for example, yeah, it's like a spy thing. It's like, I hear... The rains in Spain are cold, and then you can say, like, if it's going well...
They're mostly in the plains.
Yeah, if it's going well, they're mostly in the plains. But if it's going bad, you say, like, I don't know, but the rains in France are worse or something. And then I know. I would forget which one is which, of course, but I would know which one it is, and then... Actually, the code word's actually not important. That's
no, it's not an important part.
I don't know why. Oh, it's impossible. I think I got excited about code words for a second there. Sorry.
It's exciting.
It doesn't matter what I say because you could just say, I gotta go or false alarm either way. But yeah, I could do that and then you get your gold.
Well, I'll let you know. I'll probably have to figure out something like that because...
But, so you're going back in the dating pool.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Probably. I don't know. You're thinking about it.
I've decided that I probably should, but everything about the dating world right now just makes me... is very off-putting for a person like me.
So how do you meet people right now? Like, what do you do?
I don't do anything right now.
No, but like, if you were to meet somebody... How would you do that right now? Like, what are the ways in which you could meet someone now if your lifestyle did not change? Just out of curiosity.
I mean, there's places that I go pretty regularly every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what? Work?
Like, the library. The library, the grocery store.
See, the library is, like, the place I would expect someone to be able to meet somebody else. But I just think that's, like, a fairy tale. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. We met at the library. It's like, oh, really?
How did that work?
Like, because no one wants to be bothered in the library because it's the library. You go to the library to not be bothered, you know?
Yeah.
Unless, here's the only way that it could work. And maybe you just need to do this. So you're walking over to a table. She's walking over to a different table. You cross paths and bump into each other and all your books fall about on the ground. And then you pick up each other's books, and then...
Then I go, oh, I see that you're reading, what, Proust,
the brothers,
maybe?
The Brothers Karamazov. Yeah. And she says, oh, I see you're reading, what's another thing? Yeah, Proust or whatever. I don't know. Something fancy.
Yeah.
Oh, I see you're reading Heidegger's Time, whatever the hell that book's called. And you're like, yes, I am. And then you get to talking about philosophy and life, you know, and you spend hours and hours in the library, and then you go get a coffee afterwards, and you spend hours and hours, and there you go. That's
do you know how that would actually go for me if I bumped into someone at the library and caused them to drop their belongings?
Yes, please tell me.
Okay. So I'm carrying my books, and she's carrying her books, and we bump into each other, and we drop the books, and then I run.
And then you just grab your books and you jolt.
I get the fuck out of there, man.
You go, I've got to go to the bathroom.
Work just called.
My oven is on. I have to go. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. See, here's the thing with confidence, though, right? Because even if she dropped Proust or The Brothers Karamazov or a book you like, I don't know, something by Philip K. Dick, or a book you are like, oh, this is good. Mm-hmm. You in your current state aren't going to say, oh, I see you're reading this book.
No, I would.
I happen to like. You would? You would say that?
Yeah, I really would.
Oh, you would? Oh, well, then maybe you're good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not as hopeless as I put on. But
so
like,
you just need to find someone carrying a book you like at the library that you find attractive and intentionally bump into her.
That's so creepy, man.
That's the solution.
No, it's not. That's just
see, these
creepy.
Are the dating advice I
it
have.
It makes me feel weird.
It does. I'm joking, actually. Yeah, don't of do course. This. Do not follow this advice in any way. But
that's another thing that makes it tough. I just... Because I'm not someone that likes to be bothered, and I don't want to, you know, inflict myself on others and bother them. Yeah,
yeah, I have that problem, too. And I think that goes back to the confidence thing, because it's like, you think about yourself, and you're like, oh, you put yourself in someone else's shoes, and you're like, you know, if someone was talking to me while I was in the library or whatever,
I'd be annoyed.
I would be annoyed, so I'm not going to talk to them because they would be annoyed. But I think the key there is you never know until you try, you know? Even if they're annoyed, the worst case scenario is they're annoyed, and then that's it. You move on, and
that's
you go
pretty somewhere. Bad. I don't like.
I mean, it's not
people.
That bad though. But yeah, I know what you mean. You feel bad for inconveniencing that person.
Yeah, I feel bad
for a second. Yeah. It's tough out there. Will you give us like 2019 updates on your dating?
Sure.
Like if anonymously, not like specifically. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going out with Kelly Johnson. You know, don't say that or whatever. But, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like, okay.
You will.
No, I won't.
Damn it! But I mean, I think you'll be good. I think you'll be good. I'm trying to think of a place you could go to meet people that isn't the library.
No, I'm not meeting people at the library. They'll think I'm a maniac.
No, that's like, what I'm saying. I'm trying to think of places to go for you, and I don't know of any.
No, just something like Starbucks, man.
You go to Starbucks to meet people, though?
Well, you
or
have
do
to...
you, like, do you go to Tinder or whatever?
Yeah, that's what you have to do. I mean, that's what I have to do, I guess.
Do
like
the app stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't even know what that world's like, but it sounds scary. Good luck. Yes.
No, thanks. I appreciate it.
You gotta find someone on Tinder that it's like, oh, I like reading these books, and then that's
yeah. Let me put on my Tinder profile what kind of books I like to read.
Yes,
people will love that.
That'll be useful. What kind of websites you go to, like the Russian, you know, conspiracy sites and the air traffic control site and all those other stupid...
I'm a really big fan of the talk section on some weird Wikipedia pages.
Exactly. People have conversations about it, and then you ask your date about it. But good luck to you. I have faith that it'll be better than you think it will, but we'll see. Do you want to get... do our first intro trivia, and then we get into the weird news stories of the day?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool, because we've been talking about this shit for a while, apparently. Your trivia today is all about the subject of food, and I have some doozies for you.
All right.
Are you ready for your first question?
Yes, and I'll pick, I guess, for my first lifeline, 50-50. I think I know a lot about food.
Okay. Your first question is, in what year did Russia start classifying beer as alcohol?
In what it was year like water before.
Did Russia start classifying beer as alcohol? Was it A, 1941, B, 1961, C, 1981, or D, 2011?
All right. I think it might be 2011.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
All right, so this is probably wrong, but like my vision of Russia is that they probably just don't even consider beer to be alcohol because it's just not strong enough.
They I just drink straight vodka like all the time.
Yeah. When I imagine a Russian person in my head, kind of the mental image I have is one of, you know, someone with one of those hats that has the muffs on the ears.
They're like really buff.
Yeah, know. They're really buff. They're probably really handsome. Beard. Yeah.
Probably have a beard.
Yeah. Probably have a beard. They're probably really good at chess, and they just drink vodka for every meal all the time.
Because it's so cold.
Yeah.
Stolykinaya or whatever. They just got a bottle all the time. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to use my 50-50. I don't really know, okay. Actually.
It's either 1941 or 2011. Like how I split it right there for you.
All right, 2011. That was
7 years ago.
1940. So, what would have happened in 1941 to cause beer to become labeled as alcohol?
I don't know. I mean, World War II.
World Wars, yeah. That just doesn't seem like a good time to like reclassify beer.
That's true. Maybe they wanted to tax it or something, though.
Yeah, to, like, make it go to the war effort or something?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like if I'm wrong about 2011, then I'll look, like, way dumber than if I'm wrong about 1940. That's true.
You gotta have confidence in your answer, though.
Yeah. All right. I think I'm gonna go with 1941, final answer.
Are you sure?
That's yeah, I'm sure. Answer.
Mm-hmm. It's 2011.
You no way.
Right. Yep, you That's were right impossible. The first time. You need confidence. You needed to be confident. You were confident about it. Yeah, it's 2001.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It used to be classified as a soft drink. I'm not lying. This is what this says. Anything under 10% alcohol by volume was considered a soft drink in Russia until 2011, including beer.
So you could, like, there give it to your child.
Apparently,
kind of like a soda.
Yep. Here, have a beer, little Jimmy. yep. So, we have some interesting news that we dug up over the course of the last couple
kind
of
weeks. Of an anecdote that's related to that. Sorry to interrupt, no. But kind of an anecdote that's related to that trivia question. You know, in Florida, where I live, you're not allowed to have a 40-ounce container of beer. It's illegal to sell a 40-ounce, so you have to sell a maximum of 32 ounces per beer.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
In Russia, they have 2 liters of beer.
Like a can or whatever.
No, it's a big plastic bottle.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. See, they know what they're doing over there in Russia. Unlike Florida. Anyway, we had some good, interesting news stories that you wanted to share with the class today, I think. Did you have them up or did I have them?
I have them up if you want me to.
You found them all, I believe.
You found one of them, but
that's true.
All right, let's go with self-driving cars first, because that's always interesting to talk about.
We talk about this all the time on the show because it's very frightening.
Yeah, because self-driving cars are scary. Yeah. All right, so this, I think, I didn't read the full article. It just has a cool chart in it that I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And it was written by
people at MIT, right?
People at MIT. It comes from the MIT News Office. I think it's an opinion piece, but the title is, "A Self-Driving Car Can Choose Who Dies in a Fatal Crash, and These Are the Ethical Considerations." And it goes on to talk about, so, like, if a self-driving car was put in a really difficult situation, like, say, if you swerve to the left, you're going to hit a lady. If you swerve to the right, you're going to hit a man. If you go straight, you're going to hit a hobo. Like,
what do you do?
There's, like, not a good option. So the car has to choose the best choice.
To kill,
yes.
And I think they did, like, a survey, right, of people. Like, who would you kill? Or whatever. Yeah. It's really morbid.
It's a really morbid article. And they came up with this chart that shows,
based on, I think, people's responses to the survey, though. But yeah, go ahead.
Based on responses to a survey, they made a chart based on that's like point values for kills. I guess.
Yes, exactly.
And I think the idea is that the higher the point value, the less you want to hit it.
The less you want to hit it. And so in the lead is... Oh, go ahead. You have... Yeah. You
want so to let's go just go down it. The list.
Let's go.
So number one on the list, highest point value, something you don't want to hit most of all, you avoid it at all costs, is a stroller.
Which doesn't specify if there's a child in the stroller.
Yeah.
So the car could just be hitting, not hitting a childless stroller, you know?
Yeah. It could be a dog stroller, but...
It could, yeah.
Anyway, it's so highest on the list is a stroller, next is a girl, next is a boy.
Ooh. What if it's like a baby and you can't tell
if it's a boy? What or if girl? It's kind of an androgynous child? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know.
You don't know.
How does the computer make up that decision?
Below that is a pregnant woman. Then below yeah. that is a male doctor. And then below that is a female doctor. Now let's just pause.
I love how male and female have now swapped for some reason. Yeah.
So you were noticing that before they put the girl above the boy.
They did, yes.
But the male doctor is more valuable than the...
He knows what he's doing more than the woman doctor. Clearly, it's what the survey is trying to say. Like, oh, the male doctor, he knows doctoring better than the female doctor, so we should save them first.
And it gets weirder. So
first, hold on. Can I pause for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Male doctor, female doctor. How are they going to know if they're doctors? Are they going to be like wearing a lab coat and a stethoscope, walking down the street or something? You know, like it won't be obvious.
You're right.
You know, like unless they have like a shirt on that says "I'm a doctor" or something like that. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Anyway, right, we can so keep going.
Below that, male doctor, female doctor. Below female doctor, so there's a significant drop in point value at this there point.
Is, yeah. Like, but, we're in the, like, 0.15 to, like, 0.1 value. We're all over zero by a decent yeah. margin.
Yeah. And the next is a female athlete and then an executive female. These are both above a male athlete and an executive male.
So we've swung back to the male-female now.
Right.
Now we're favoring females over males.
Yes. So female executives and female athletes are better than male athletes and right. executive males, but male doctors are better than female doctors.
Better than all of them? And nothing is better than a stroller. That's just no. the top. And a pregnant woman is better than a male doctor, obviously. Yeah, too.
It looks like a stroller is worth almost 10 female athletes, based on these point values.
So, I wonder if they cumulative like add them all up. Like you got a stroller on one side, you got 10 female runners on another side, and you're like, all right, I'm gonna swerve into the 10 female runners because they're not worth as much as one stroller. You know? You think that's how
it That's works? What it looks like to me.
I hope not. Because, right. like, how else would you do that math, though? You know, like, you can't just add them up, or else you literally would have situations where you're like, I better kill these 5 people instead of this one stroller.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, and now we're getting into, like, weird territory that kind of makes me favorite. Feel strange. The
this
next.
Is the negatives. We're in the negatives.
We're in the negatives. So now that we're in the negatives, we have large woman and large man.
So large woman is closer to zero than the large man. So they're less of negative, but still, yeah. still in the negative. So
a
I'm
large
guessing
woman, a large woman is worth about 5 large men.
Right, but killing one large man. Or killing 5 large men would be better than killing 1 large woman because they're both, but they're both in the negative still. So, I guess do you get like negative points for like doing this? So like if you ran over a stroller, could you like kill a bunch of large men to like make up for it or something?
Well, this is something I was going to bring up at the end. Like I don't think you can have positive and negative values because it's just kind of. Asking for
are people after all. All right, we have to continue because it gets even better.
Okay. So after the large woman and large man, there's homeless. Doesn't specify gender. Just, if he's a hobo, he's...
I like how they specify gender in everything but homeless.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little weird to me. I would think homeless woman is probably above homeless man if they put it, granulated it. But, you know.
And it's hard to tell. Because, you know, the male doctor beats the female doctor, but the female athlete beats the male athlete. They kind of switch it up. And then next,
this is an interesting thing.
Yeah, next, after homeless, is old man and old woman.
And it's interesting that old man is above old woman.
Right.
So it's more likely to spare an old man than an old woman.
Which, why?
I don't know.
Maybe because an old woman... God, this is...
Say it.
Can't reproduce anymore.
I love the utilitarian ethics for applying to this scenario. It's like the computers are just thinking about, like, human reproduction. It's like, okay, a pregnant person, they're number one. And, like, young people, number one. Old woman, she has no use to society anymore. So just kill her. She's just above a dog for saving.
Yeah.
But an old man, theoretically, could sow his seed, as it were. And,
oh, yeah. Gross. Yeah.
Continue. I mean, it could. It's true.
All right, so and after it, old woman is dog.
Just a dog. A new dog.
But what's interesting is in between dog and cat, which is last, is criminal. Like, excuse me?
Any criminal, regardless of the gender, again.
Yeah. Listen, this guy dodged his taxes. He's worth less than a dog.
So kill him over the dog. My point to this one is, this is similar to the doctor one. Like, how do you know they're a criminal, though? Like, do they, like, wear, like, one of those, like, burglar, like, masks or something? And it's, like, obvious to the car.
Yeah, maybe we got to start wearing scarlet letters. Everybody knows that we're criminals or something.
Or we're pregnant, or we're a male or female doctor, or we're an executive, or an athlete, or whatever.
I think athlete you could kind of tell a little bit.
Yeah, if they're, like, running or whatever. Yeah. Like,
oh, and executive, maybe you, like, just look for a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. A doctor, he's got a stethoscope.
Yeah. He's got a stethoscope.
If he's a chiropractor, it's not a real doctor anyway. So
he's basically a criminal at that point. You just run him over. Oh, what a survey. I love it. This is the scariest thing, like, ever, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, having computers choose who lives and who dies.
Yeah.
Based on this.
And, all right, so... The first thing that came to mind when we're looking at this point system for me is, what if you have, like, an absolute value error, and it switches, like, the signs of some of them? Like, suddenly stroller becomes, like, positive, or criminal becomes, like, positive, or one becomes negative. Like, what if there's a sign change?
Well, then cats are going to live all the time, and you're going to be running over strollers when you...
Yeah.
When you need to, apparently. Yeah, that's scary. Like, I don't know how they're going to do this math, because you got preference in favor of sparing people, right? That's what this graph is all about.
Yeah.
But, like, how do they do the calculation at the end of that? Because, like you said, a pregnant woman is worth, like, 10 times as much as an executive male, it looks like, you know, like something, you know what I mean? Something,
yeah,
like
a lot more.
Like, a lot more. So does that mean the car would prefer to run over 10 executive males than one pregnant woman?
Yeah.
You know?
Or nine, like, or eight,
or nine, or two. Or eight. Yeah, or any number of, you know, of, like, how does that math work? That doesn't make sense. And that's why this whole smart car or self-driving car thing scares me so much, is because, like, you can't do math like that with ethics. Like, you just can't. Like, it's not how it works.
Yeah.
You can't just assign a value and be like, well, we saved one pregnant woman, we killed a homeless man, three criminals, a dog, and a large woman, so everything's fine. you know? Like, it's not how it works.
I mean, we're laughing at this article, but if, you know, a person, everyone has probably had this happen. Let's say there's a squirrel running across the road. You can't swerve sometimes to avoid the squirrel because you might hit someone.
Yeah.
But, you know, a car needs to be able to distinguish between a squirrel, a raccoon, a person, part of driving is being able to distinguish.
And the other thing, and I want to bring this up really quick because I don't want to talk about this for the remainder of the episode, but another thing to consider is the driver of the passenger of the car, right? Like, this isn't taking into account them at all. So, like, if I was driving in a car, and let's say I'm an old man, okay, for this example, and there's a person walking in front of me, it's a female athlete, let's say. Now, the car could swerve to not hit the female athlete and crash into a pole, and it might kill me. Or the car can plow into the female athlete, probably killing her. Like, what happens then? Like, is that math that the car is going to have to do? Because then it's like choosing to injure its owner at that point over someone who's in the street, maybe, you know, that made a mistake and shouldn't be in the street, over me, whom just I'm just in the car. You know, like, my car's I didn't ask to run over a woman, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and, you know, is your car judging you at that point? Like, are you a large man?
Yeah, it probably would. Like, am I a large, overweight, old man, and, like, my car made a mistake, and it's gonna hit a lady, and it swerves into a pole and kills me instead? Like, it's making a mistake at the cost of its owner, like... There's some ethical ramifications there that I think people aren't considering, too, because I think one can make the argument that the car should almost always prioritize its passengers.
Yeah,
but
first.
In this scenario, that's not how it would work. But why would anyone buy a car that doesn't prioritize its passenger safety? You know?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I hell would not do that. Even though, like, yes, it would protect babies and stuff. But, I mean, if someone runs out in front of my car like an idiot, and if my choices are to hit them or swerve into a pole and probably die, I would probably hit them because...
Yeah.
Or, you know, I would hit my brakes and, you know, try to avoid hitting them. But I'm not going to put myself in more danger over a mistake that they made, you know? And if my car is going to do that for me, that's not a choice I want my car to be making.
Yeah.
So...
crazy scary article, and it's something to think about because that's part of driving is being able to make decisions.
It just
like this
frightens me how much like detached math they're doing to this. It's like they're assuming that it's just a math problem that we can solve.
It reminds me of some kind of weird eugenics thing almost, like where people are judging the value of life kind of arbitrary things, like whether you're a criminal or a doctor or an executive.
It's so weird. And does, like, when you get into the car, does the car, like, judge you and, like, well, all right, you're not any of the important things, so if I need to swerve into a pole and murder you to save a duck, that's fine.
Here's a hilarious scenario, dude. What if, okay, you put your cat in the self-driving car to go to the vet, and you're like, okay, vet, my cat's coming. Car's gonna show up. Then you gotta take my cat out of the car.
Right.
And the car's like, it's just a fucking cat, man.
It's like gonna get into an accident in the first, like, 5 seconds. It's like, it's just a cat.
It's not worth anything.
It's not worth it. Like, if there's a yellow light, the car's like, nope, I'm just gonna fucking go through it. It's the cat. I just have a cat. It's fine. Who cares about this cat? Oh, man. Oh. All right. Are you ready for your second trivia question?
I'm ready.
Okay. This is another food one. What would you like your lifeline to be in this case?
I'm going to pick Monty Hall. I'm going to need a stronger lifeline to redeem myself.
We got to get through this stuff. We're talking a lot today. We need to snap it up.
All right.
Be me snappy. Okay. You don't have to pick quick, but here you go. What is the most stolen food in the world? Most stolen food in the world. Is it A, bread, B, rice, C, cheese, or D, pork?
Okay. I would say probably pork. And my logic... Really? Yeah, my logic is that maybe you can steal, like, an entire herd of pigs somehow. Mm-hmm. Like you let him out of the barn and put him in your. I don't know. Is that is it? Are there pig thieves?
I don't know.
That's what I'm imagining.
Probably. I imagine like a little village in Italy where yeah. there's this man that like raises pigs and like this like the mob comes up in like a big like a big van, like a big station wagon. And he like scares all the pigs in
into the
back
station
of the van
wagon
in the middle of the night and he just drives off. And Giuseppe comes out and he's like, where are my pigs? They stole my pigs again.
Yeah. The good thing about stealing pigs is that they walk on their own. You don't have to carry them.
They do, yeah. You scare them into
You scare them into your station wagon. Yeah. That's probably harder than we're making
it. Just scare them into the station wagon. Just, like, give them, like, a something pigs like to eat. Like, some, you know... some apples or something, like, you know, be like, oh, here's an apple coming in the station. Like,
you said bread, rice, cheese, pigs.
Cheese or pork.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to lock in bread.
You're going to lock in bread?
Yeah, I don't think it's bread.
It's either bread or cheese.
Okay. It's not pork. Cheese was my second choice because cheese is expensive, and it's, like, it's... I could see stealing like a 20-pound block of cheese to make money or something.
The cheese thieves. Yeah, it's like an art thief, but with cheese.
Like the Italian job, they're running around in Mini Coopers just trying to steal wheels of cheese.
Like $100 wheels of cheese that are like really expensive. I would watch that movie.
Yeah, so would I.
The cheese job.
All right, I'm going to go with cheese, final answer.
Cheese is actually correct, yeah. Yeah. You're right. So they do have, like, an Italian job for cheese, probably. There's actually a black market for cheese, according to this infographic. And the fact is, over 4% of all cheese is stolen. Isn't that crazy?
Over 4%? That seems high.
I know. There's a black market for cheese. There must be, like, some really good cheese that, like, rich people really want. But they, like, you know, there's, like, a competitive cheese scene or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they, like, hire a burglar to, like, go in. And be like...
steal it.
A cheese burglar, if you will. And they go in and steal it, you know, in the middle of the night. It's like a jewel thief, but with cheese, you know.
What about this cheese black market? What is that like?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm imagining?
I don't want to hear it.
Do you remember Resident Evil 4 for the GameCube?
Yes. Yeah.
You know the shopkeeper? He would always be like, what are you buying?
What are you buying?
What are you selling?
Yeah, that guy's the cheese.
That guy's the cheese black market.
So we're back to Italy. I don't know why all the stuff takes place in Italy, but it does, apparently. So, like, he has, like, runners that steals the cheese. And then he hides out in, like, one of those, like, piazza squares or whatever in the back in an alley.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, opens his, like, coat. Because he has that, like, a big coat, right? He, like, has all the stuff in. Like.
I don't know if he can fit all the cheese in a coat. Maybe...
But he's got his, like, high sellers in the coat, you know?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
He's got some wheels in there in the coat. It's like, what you buying? And then he's got another truck in the back. And it's like an ice cream truck, so it's, like, refrigerated.
Refrigerated.
And he's like, oh, I got some more cheese in the back. If you want to see the wares, you know.
Okay, so he's got maybe some samples in his coat.
And his coat, yes,
he
exactly.
meets you in the cafe for some espresso at first, and he's like, here, try this sample. It's fresh off the wheel. And you're like, that's some tasty Parmesan.
This is so Italian. I don't know why. You're like in an espresso bar trying cheese.
Yeah.
It's like, I got some good. He has like that hood on, like from Resident Evil, so it looks like really out of place.
He's like, does not look like he should be there.
And it's like, here's my favorite formaggio or whatever. And you're like, it's good. He probably gets a lot of tourists, like rich American tourists, you know. Because otherwise, you wouldn't be able to afford this cheese. But for him, it's like, you know, it's 50% off for you because he stole it.
Yeah, and you know, if you're a tourist, if you're an American tourist, you might not know that he's breaking the law. I mean, he's shady looking. He's wearing a black cloak.
You might just think this is how they sell cheese in Italy, you know? It's like some guy in a robe that just sells you cheese.
I would buy it.
This is how it works. That's how the cheese shops work in Italy. You never know. You don't know where she's been, but you know, it's all kosher, probably. Anyway, do you want to do your last one, or do you want to get into some questions?
Would you rather do Reddits? We can save this other news story for next time on the Time Bat Show if you want.
I think that's a good idea, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do some Reddits. We can go into those. You have any good ones?
All right. This is probably one of the better ones I have. This was posted by Samara the Justicar. Thank you, Samara.
Thank you, Samara. Isn't that a magic card?
It's that girl from The Ring.
Oh, okay. I think.
That the evil black-haired girl. He or she asks, following the logic of Peter Parker getting bitten by a radioactive spider and becoming Spider-Man, what's the best radioactive animal to get bitten by?
That's a good question. Oh, that's really good. So, let's first eliminate the obvious ones, right? You don't want to get bitten by a radioactive shark because you're just going to die, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to get bitten by, like, a radioactive bear. So, like, any animals that could kill you by biting you, we probably want to eliminate that.
Yeah, right? You need to survive the bite.
You need to survive the bite. At first, I was like, a snake, but a snake could kill you, too, if it's venomous.
Yeah, any of the cool snakes would kill you.
Yeah, like a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
What if you got bitten by, like, a radioactive python, though? Like, that's not venomous. It just would hurt a lot. But then you could become Python Man.
What is a python's powers, though?
Like, to squeeze people
really, really good.
Maybe you could, like, extend your body long. Like you're
stretch
Mr.
Armstrong.
Yeah, you're like Mr. Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, and you can eat like 10 times your body weight. And you don't have to eat for like a year after that.
That's a great power.
That's what I would do. Python Man. I would just do it for the eating. Honestly,
that would be such a cool party trick. Like, hey guys, watch me eat this entire watermelon.
You can eat like 10 watermelons, dude. And then you'd get really big, and you just sit for like 10 weeks, and to just digest it all. You know,
it sounds great,
doesn't it? Python Man, what would yours be? What would you?
I don't know if this is a good one, but the first animal that came to mind for me was a wolverine. But that's kind of just like a really aggressive rodent.
That's true. Your power would be to be really aggressive to people. Like, be mean. Like, I'm gonna get ya. Like, doesn't really have any superpower. Like, a power.
Yeah, it just has a really bad attitude.
I'm trying to think of an animal that has cool properties.
Dolphins... I don't think they're kind of cool.
They can echolocate.
They can swim really fast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could go with bat, right?
Bat would be cool, actually. They can echolocate too.
Yeah, they can see in the dark or whatever.
They're also really ugly.
They're really ugly. Yeah, exactly. That would be a cool one. Think of something else that wouldn't. What about a bug that isn't a spider?
Like an ant? I know there's an ant man, but like an
ant would be good because ants can lift like 10 times their body weight or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? That's a superpower. A lot of bugs have very special abilities, I feel like. You know?
What if you were. Okay, what if you. I don't think caterpillars can bite, but what if one bit you and you could, like, become a butterfly man?
A butter man. Yeah, that would be cool. You could cocoon yourself and come out the other side. What do you think a human that became a butterfly would look like?
Okay, so what I'm imagining is you emerge from your cocoon and you're, like, probably terrifying looking. You probably look like the devil. And
right.
And then you just fly towards the sun because it's the biggest light source.
And then you die.
And then you die.
What a life. Sign me up for that. It sounds like it going out on a good note. It's like, do you think you'd have like a consciousness anymore?
Do butterflies? I don't know.
Well, no, but like you're a man before you transform into one.
Spider-Man regains his consciousness. I mean, he keeps his, but he also doesn't go through a metamorphosis.
Right, he's not transforming, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he is, but he's not. Yeah. You see what I'm saying, though?
I do.
Do you think you'd be like a person still? Like, you'd still remember what you're doing? Like, why am I flying to the sun?
It's like, because I must.
Because it's great. You know?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, it's kind of like the question of, like, does a caterpillar, when they transform into a butterfly, like, are they the same thing? You know, are they still?
I don't think they are.
They're not?
Butterflies, like, what is... I don't really understand, like, enough about caterpillars and butterflies to know what they do in each stage of their lives, but I feel like they're, like, very different.
Yeah. I mean, they transform, though. But, like, here's the thing. Hypothetical. If a caterpillar had, like, a soul or, like, a consciousness, it doesn't because it's a bug. But if it did, and then it transformed into a butterfly, would it still have its same old caterpillar consciousness? Or would it be, like, a new... Would it be, like, being born? Or would it be, like, being the same person? Like, is it a continuation or, like, a new thing? You know what I mean?
I see what you mean. Is it, like, the bug dies and then a new life is born out of the bug? Or is it... The caterpillar gains enlightenment or something.
Right. Exactly. Does it gain enlightenment or is it just a new thing?
I don't know. That's deep.
It is deep. But like, if a man did that, like, I don't know what would happen. Like, I would hope that I would be the same person, but I don't think I would, honestly. Yeah. It's probably too much of a change, you know?
Yeah. I think it would just cause you to do something like fly into the sun, honestly.
Do you think you would know you're doing it, though? Like, oh, God, why am I doing this? No, I don't want to go to the sun. Oh, no, this is bad. Ah! And then you just die. Maybe. Are you ready for your last and final trivia question?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a good one. In 16th century England, English aristocrats, like the high class, had this thing called a surprise pie. What was typically hidden in a surprise pie?
Oh, no.
Was it A, alcohol, B, confetti, C, a live animal, or D, a man?
Oh, no. It's... I already know it's the man. I know he's in there.
Oh, God. Oh, man. You didn't choose your lifeline for this one.
I'm not going to use a lifeline for this one.
Right. This is real, though. What do you think it is?
I don't think it's confetti because, like, that just seems like it wouldn't go anywhere.
It's too obvious, too. It's like, oh, it's a surprise confetti. Yeah.
What were the a live animal?
Alcohol, a live animal, or a man?
I'm between live animal and a man.
Like, are you between the two most ridiculous ones? Like, now alcohol's too obvious, too. It's either it's something alive.
here's the problem, though, is how do they get... You have to bake a pie.
I know.
Can you just put a man? Like, what if it was one... So this is the aristocrats, right?
Yeah, this is like English society.
They could put the peasants in there.
They could, yeah. They could.
A man.
I love this question. So what do you think?
I think it's a live animal because a man is just too big of a pie. That's too much pie.
That's too much pie. That's fair. I think that's a fair statement.
I know... In the United States, we do some people do this thing where an entertainer will pop out of a cake.
Yeah, so we do that.
Maybe that's where that comes from.
It's like a stripper here, though. But yeah, I got what you're saying. I like how you use the word entertainer. Like
I didn't want to say the word. It's fine. I was embarrassed.
So anyway, alcohol, confetti, a live animal, or a man?
Okay. I'm going to go with a live animal.
Pie. Live animal? Yeah. Final answer?
Final answer.
A live animal is correct.
Nice.
Way to go. Yeah, so they would, like, open the pot, and they'd cut it, and then, like, a chicken would just, like, emerge alive, being like, pakaw! And everyone would, like, clap, and they'd be like, wow, that was great. I wouldn't eat that pie afterwards, though. But...
That's so unethical.
So weird. I don't know how they get the live animal in the pie without killing it, though. Like, that doesn't... You know what I mean? Like, how do you bake a pie with a live animal in it? Maybe they, like, bake it and then, like, in two halves and then, like, put the animal in it, you know, squish it in.
Maybe they freeze it first and then as it bakes, it defrosts.
As it bakes, it thaws. And then you open it and it's like, surprise, it's a chicken.
I've baked pies before. Its crust is not that hard. It feels like if there was a live chicken in there, he could just get out if he wanted to.
He would just bust out of there. Maybe they bake it with, like, a really hard shell to, like, make the animal not be able to escape. This is a weird... I don't know if this is true. I saw this on an infographic. I don't know how true this is. But it's a fun question.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Okay. All right, let's finish up some Reddits here.
All right, do you want to do a Would You Rather or a Reddit to finish on?
Let's do maybe one of each.
Okay.
oh, man.
This is a Reddit question. This was asked by Kaguyaki.
Thank you, Kaguyaki.
He says, for the next 30 seconds, your voice will be broadcast to the entire world. What do you say?
Oh, my God, this is really hard. I haven't really thought about this. Do I have any time to prepare, or do I just boom?
You're for the next 30 seconds, your voice is going to be broadcast.
I say, hello, people of the world. I hope you're having a good day. God, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Should I say something like important? Give me something. Be nice to each other.
So that was about 30 seconds, and that's what you got.
All right, you're on the line. All right, you're on the line. Ready? Go.
I'm sorry. That's what I have to say. I would say I'm sorry. Yep. Just I'm sorry.
No, you can't do that. That's not fair.
I would apologize.
If you had time to prepare this, what would you actually do?
I would say
ready, go.
Do you want to say something really positive or do you want to kind of prank people?
No, you're already 5 seconds in.
Already so. 5 seconds in.
Yeah.
Hello people of the world.
Mm-hmm. I like it so far.
I'm sorry I wasn't ready for this.
You're already halfway through.
I ruined my
chance. Say something good at the end. You have 10 seconds.
You're all great. Be kind to everybody.
Uh-huh.
And 5 seconds. That's it.
So you have 3 seconds left.
That's all I have left to say.
What a profound statement. See, I think the key to this thing is there's literally nothing you could say in 30 seconds that does jack shit to anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could give your... No, that's bad. I was going to say you can give personal information to your...
You could.
Be like, hey, everyone, I'm this person. Support me on Patreon or whatever, right?
Maybe that would be a good opportunity.
Donate money to me. And, you know, even if 1% of the world did it, you'd be a rich person at the end of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that might actually be a good use to promote yourself. We could promote our podcast.
Yeah, promote your... seconds. So that's what we would do. We have 30 seconds. I'm going to start a timer.
Okay.
We're both going to do a promotion at the same time, because we're doing it at the same time.
Okay.
For our podcast. Ready? Ready?
Yep.
Go.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening right now. We would... me and my friend... Hello, friend.
Hello. Hello.
Please check us out. Oh, by the way.
You haven't told them what it is yet.
Our show is called The Time Bat Show. You can reach us at timebatshow.com or on Twitter at timebatshow.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. You probably aren't as interested in it.
It's really good. Wow, you just ruined it. 30 seconds is already up. I like how it took you, like, 20 seconds to, like, get to the point of the actual thing.
I'm not good at that kind of thing.
You were going to say, by the way, in the middle, and I cut you off. What was that about?
I don't remember.
What were you going to go with? Oh, man. I think the moral of the story is we're both terrible at whatever this is that we're doing here.
Yeah.
This 30-second pitch thing. Mm-hmm. But you could do, like, hello, everyone. I'm such and such.
See, I'm already
screwed up. See, you can't do it. It's just not in us.
I'm already screwed it up.
Oh, you could just be like, we're a podcast. We're really funny. TimeBatShow.com. Check us out. And then go. And that's it. Yeah. And that's it. Yeah, I guess that's what I would say. 30 seconds.
One last would you rather, and then we're done. Okay, would you rather only eat ice cream or every piece of meat?
Oh my god, that's really hard. I would get so tired of ice cream after like one day. Like it would not take me like one day, and yeah. Then I would be really tired of it. But every piece of meat is like, is that every meat you see you have to eat?
I think it means maybe you have to eat equal proportions of all the different meats from an animal. Does that make sense? Like, oh, if you're eating so like, cow, you have to eat some brain, some...
Oh my god, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I think I'd rather do the ice cream thing then.
I like ice cream well enough, but
I don't... You'd have to eat, like, cow intestines, though.
I don't think I could just eat ice cream, though.
Yeah, me neither. What if it was like you had to eat every piece of meat you saw?
That's, you know, like, also
you see
terrible.
A piece of meat, and then you just have to eat it. Like, you're in a restaurant, someone's meal comes, there it is. You just have to go for it. Like, you have to. Like, it's some weird, twisted genie wish that you had, you know?
And you know, it's what, like, you know what the monkey's paw version of that that wish is? Right. Is what? You know, it turns out that, you know, people are meat too.
Oh no! Oh no! Then you have to eat people, and you're just eating everyone you see, and then you have to live your life blindfolded, so you don't see anything. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea,
right? For like a movie or something.
Yeah, I don't know why he's wishing that he could. Like, eat meat either. Or something.
But it's like the monkey paw twists, and then it's like curls, and it's like, oh, but people are meat. And then he sees his best friend for the first time, and then he realizes he's meat, and then he, like, eats him. And then he realizes that he can't see anyone else, or else he'd eat them too, so he starts living his life with a blindfold.
Yeah. He's, like, overcome with grief, and he just blinds himself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of sad.
That is sad. I feel like at that point you just remove your eyes, though.
Yeah.
Instead of blindfold yourself.
Yeah, because, I mean, what if that someone takes off your blindfold and you accidentally...
Then you have to eat them, because that's what they are. They're food. What a depressing story.
That's gross. All right, one more would you rather. We've got time for one more.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you rather be trapped in a desert island with aliens or work in a roller coaster with a disguise?
A desert island with aliens would kind of be cool, I think. Don't you think?
It depends on the aliens. I think that's a risk.
Are they nice aliens?
Yeah, it doesn't specify, yeah.
If you're a roller coaster in a disguise, nobody knows you work at the roller coaster. But you work at a roller coaster, which is kind of cool, I guess, because you can go on the roller coaster whenever you want, right? Theoretically.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, aliens, it's too cool not to pass. It's cool, too cool to pass up, I think. You know?
Yeah, that's kind of like that. Remember back when they did the sign-up for who can go on the spaceship to Mars that nothing came of?
Yes.
Did you sign up for that when it happened?
No, I wanted to, though. Did you?
I didn't, because I thought they were just going to harvest my information. Like, I thought it was a scam.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. It wasn't NASA. It was, like, some other company, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't NASA.
Anyway. Why is it like that? Because...
It's like that because you're signing your life away, kind of, for an adventure.
That's true. But it could be really cool.
Yeah, it...
The aliens could be real, real cool and teach you a lot of things, and I don't know, you could have a cool life. Yeah. Or you could have a really shitty life with a bunch of hostile aliens that you have to survive. survive against.
Yeah, it could be Predator 5, the movie, like verbatim, exactly.
That sounds like if they made a Predator 5, it literally could be that, like a man in a ship off the coast of Madagascar, and he like crashes into an uninhabited island that happens to be inhabited by a bunch of predator monsters that lure ships there to hunt people. You know what I mean? And that's literally, that literally could be the Predator.
Wasn't this actually a Predator movie? There was the most, it was the most recent one. They're really stranded on the desert island with the Predator.
But it's like a planet. It's like,
yeah,
a,
it's like a whole planet. Yeah.
But this would be on Earth. Like, predators have carved out a little island for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, so Jurassic it's like Park. A little different. It's a little different than the crashed on the island planet one. That'd be cool. I mean, we just wrote it. Predator 5 or 6 or whatever one they're on, you know. Desert Island Predator. And there's like three predators there. And they're just like kill people that they draw. It's like The Most Dangerous Game. Have you heard that book? Have you read that book?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that, but with predators.
Yeah.
It's like it's the same thing.
And the catch is there's a defector predator who works with the humans because he wants to get off the island.
Oh, right? That's so good. And the title is The Most Dangerous Predator.
Oh, yeah. Because he's risen above that, like, hunter.
Yes.
That hunter mentality.
The most dangerous predator. Whoever owns Predator, Warner Brothers, they should hit us up. TimeBatsHow.com. Contact at TimeBatsHow.com or at TimeBatsHow on Twitter. Who's our sponsor today, Batsy?
Our sponsor today is Desert Island Tacos.
When you're really hungry and you're on a desert island,
yeah,
there ain't no better tacos than a desert island taco. Isn't that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Remember, when you're feeling kind of groovy,
watch a couple movies.
Yeah. Good night, everyone. Drive safe.
Drive safe.